Let me explain. Folks, we've got a few changes that we're going to have to make today. And I take full responsibility for it as your worship leader, as your pastor. You know, I'm retired up there, and everybody said to me, Phil said, you're retired. How do you like retirement life? I said, I'll let you know in 2 weeks. I'm still accountable till the pastor move. Actually, till the Wednesday of that week, I am accountable. Okay, that's the move out day. So Tuesday would be my last day. I think that's the 23rd or something like that. But at any rate, I take full responsibility, and I just talked to Linda Holden to relax, because I said if there's ever a day that signals got crossed, this is probably the day. Originally, Crossroads had contemplated doing the whole service, but Diane was to be here, and somehow the signal got mixed up, and I take the responsibility for that, because you've got two accompanists. Juanita will be here next week. So just bear with us. We're going to make a few changes. Instead of, we'll give you a surprise for your opening hymn. We'll give you a surprise. How about that, Brother Warren? But I do want to thank Brother Warren, who has done a remarkable job in preparing this service. This is really going to be rich. You wait till you hear what Brother Warren has prepared to work with Crossroads today. And of course, Jeff. I want to thank Jeff, Laura, my wife, Haley on the bass. And then for her first debut will be Allison Dingus. She will join us on the very first song. And we're just going to have a lot of sing-alongs today. So you're going to get to join with us on a lot of these pieces. So this is going to be rich. But if there are any parish notices to come before us, now this would be the time to do that. And then Laura's going to play a little something while they light the candles. And then we'll go right into the opening prayer. But any parish notices to come before us? As I said, Pastor Melissa comes in on the Sunday following the 21st, which according to my math and my prowess at math, I think that's 28. Is that right, Shiv? Did I get that right? Oh, I'm on a roll. But she will be here. She'll be moving in, actually, on Thursday of that week. But I know she's excited to come here as your new shepherd, your new pastor. Pastor is Latin. Translated shepherd, and it's been a privilege, folks, for 21 years. Any parish notices to come before us? Any parish notices? Well, I think Laura's going to play something then, and the. Well, you know what? Just never mind. We'll just have the acolytes come forward. Acolytes, you may come forward and light the candles at this time. And while they are lighting the candles, and I want to thank them for serving today, but while they light the candles, I do want to explain, you know, we get excited when our children get a job, right, in this job market today. Am I right? Am I right, Karen? We get excited, and Fred Fegley has been like a son to me. And praise the Lord, he's got a job, right? So he's got work, and that's taking place right now, by the way. So I did want to explain, because he has also been so faithful with Crossroads. Now, please stand for the opening prayer and remain standing for the call to worship and the surprise opening chorus. Let us pray. God of new beginnings, you make the world new each morning, delighting our eyes with the tender green shoots of early summer, awakening our ears with the sounds of day. You remind us that seeds sprout and grow according to your will, even when we're not paying attention. You call us, therefore, to trust your love and remember that we are in Christ, who died that we might live. Teach us to see with the eyes of faith, to look beyond appearances, to know ourselves as your new creation, members of the body of Christ, living for the sake of a broken world. In Christ's name, we humbly pray. Amen. Amen. Now the call to worship. Come, sisters and brothers, rejoice in God's glory.
We give God God's endless love.
Come, sisters and brothers, sing of God's riches.
We are blessed with the gift of God's love.
Come, sisters and brothers, celebrate the Spirit's calling.
We give thanks for the Spirit within.
Our opening chorus, as I said, is going to be a little surprise for you. I hope it's not that big of a surprise for the band. But this, I know, Warren Reed, this is one of your favorites. We're going to open with This Is the Day.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Sing.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
One more time, children, everybody.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Bless you, children. Shake hands with one another. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Oh, you sounded fine, honey. You sounded fine. Okay. All right.
I don't know if Haley's ever played this one because, oh my gosh, Greg, I copied the wrong one for you. Open the eyes of my heart. Take a look and see if you can play it.
Uh-oh.
Look, play the one that's X'd out. Oh, see, this is the bass. Let me see if I've got another one. You
all right, well, hey, what we're doing, well, we are taking care of the Jewish campus. I was telling Haley, I'm saying, Haley's going to be wearing a lot of hats.
He's got a different copy.
Well, it's got the
It's in the family. You can ask Jordan, Johnny, and Matthew. You can ask them. Dad does the roll call. Sorry, Haley. Allison's going to help us out for the joys and concerns while Laura's trying to find another piece of music for me. We want to welcome our visitors today, and as I say, this is kind of poignant for old Greg here, because I've had such a wonderful time, and so I've just got this and next Sunday till Tuesday for emergencies. Yes, indeed, I'm still on the. I'm still accountable that Tuesday. But I do want to thank you again for your support. I know your support will be there for Pastor Melissa. And so we can't thank you enough for all your prayers. We felt those prayers at Lakeside. We certainly did. But now, if you're a visitor today, there are visitor's cards. This church, I'm proud to say, is always ready for church growth and always ready to go ahead and exhibit that through very, very warm hospitality. Take a moment to fill out the visitor's cards. In a little while, we're going to have the morning offering. And then just drop that visitor's card in that plate, and the ushers always get me those cards. And so be sure to put your telephone number on there so I can give you a phone call and get you better acquainted with this family. This is known as the Joys and Concerns. During the Joys and Concerns, Allison, I did better that time, Haley. Allison is going to bring you the microphone. You're going to have to raise your hand, though. If you have a joy, for instance, it could be a birthday, celebration or wedding, an anniversary celebration. It could be a testimony, good news, of how the Lord is giving you guidance, giving you strength in this whole journey of life. You want to lift up that good news, that joy. Raise your hand. Could be a concern. Maybe somebody you love is sick and in need of our prayers. You want to alert us. As Bob Wurtenberger, right, Bob Hall? Bob Wurtenberger always called them the prayer warriors. So we'll be alerted to lift them up in prayer. So joys and concerns. Keep your hand up, though, so that Allison can see that hand bring you the microphone. And again, a thanks to Dave Hummel, a thanks to Dave Bowen, a thanks to Lynn Johnson for serving last week and allowing Laura and I to be up there for our last year at the conference to get ready for retirement. Thank you, folks. And now we've got Dave right here, Brother Dave.
I got an unspoken request. A friend of mine's granddaughter, they're having a lot of problems with, and he asked me if I'd have her put on the prayer list here at church today, and I told him that I definitely would. So it's some pretty hard stuff. So like to just put her on our prayers. I had prayer with him yesterday and stuff, and for and everything. So we'll see what happens.
Indeed, we will, Brother Dave, and thank you for alerting us to that need. Thank you, brother. Any other concerns or joys?
Michaela turned 11 on Friday, and we're having her birthday party today.
Well, raise the cheer. What a joy. Michaela. Wonderful. And any other joys or concerns? Want me to help you, Cora? Go ahead. Shout it out for me.
It'll be Allie's birthday on Tuesday.
Allie's birthday is on Tuesday. Where'd Allie go? Where is she? She's clear back there. Clear back there. All righty.
Yeah, I have an unspoken concern.
Yes, we respect that, Brother Phil. The Lord God knows. In fact, the Lord knows our... As we pray, one of the classic prayers of Christendom, even our ignorance in asking, the Lord knows best. He knows the groanings of the Spirit. We lift that unspoken concern to the Lord God. Any other joys or concerns?
I just wanted to thank everyone for their prayers for Aaron Reese. He did get home from the hospital on Thursday this week, so he's doing really well.
Praise the Lord, Shelley. Praise the Lord. Continue to remember Aaron in prayer. I see a hand right here. I see Gloria right here. Allison.
Our granddaughter Madison's going to Indianapolis tomorrow for... see your cardiologist for a checkup. So hope all goes well.
Indeed, Gloria. Well, and now you've got the prayer warriors alerted. Brother Glenn.
Yeah, we should take this time to thank everybody for all the prayers and all their concerns in the past here. I appreciate all of it. And thank you for your memorials and everything that you've done for the family. We appreciate it, and thank you.
Brother Glenn, I love you. I've had the privilege of singing beside you, brother, for 21 years. I will no longer be your pastor, but I am your buddy, and I will remember you in prayers. You know, I always feel the prayers of others. I will always pray for you, Brother Glenn, and I surely do. We all miss Gene. God bless you. Karen.
Yes, our niece, Lisa Edwards Morton, she's put in hospice up at Fort Wayne this week. And our sister-in-law, Stella Stevens, she broke her ankle in two places, and she's over at Memorial Hospital.
Bless her heart. Karen, you've alerted the right folks. Here, we got the best right here. Going to be praying. Any others? Brother Warren?
Yes, Marilyn and I have an unspoken prayer request, too.
Again, we respect that the Lord knows and hears that. Hears the groanings of our spirits. Any other joys or concerns? I predict this will be a joy, won't it? Oh, I'm jealous.
Dustin and Kelly had our first granddaughter, Hattie Lynn, on Tuesday. They're both doing well, and the boys are totally in love with her.
Raise the cheer. Up at Lakeside, there's an old theme park that's now defunct, and it still has what back in the day we used to call the Brontosaurus, way back before they Diplodocus or whatever now. But at any rate, I was teasing my boys. I said, boy, you know what? If I was Donald Trump, I would be able to pay to have that baby transplanted beside my pond so that the kids would be able to enjoy that. But congratulations. Any other joys or concerns?
I have one joy. I know in past years some of you have sent my grandma a birthday card, and she's going to be 95 on Saturday. So if you'd like to send her a card, she loves it, by the way. I'll get you her address if you see me after church.
Can we show an appreciation for Allison for serving the Lord this morning? Thank you, Allison. And we will go to the Lord now in silent prayer. Loving God, you make all things new. You always go before us. That no matter where we journey in this life, you are already there, waiting to receive us with loving arms, to strengthen us and to lead and guide us. Surround us now with your love and your grace and your peace. Deepen our faith as we pray from our hearts the beloved prayer that Jesus the Savior has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to prepare another witness as the ushers now come and serve as we serve the Lord with our tithes and our offerings. And this special number, I want to dedicate this to Brother Warren Reed. This is one of his favorites.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and your love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Who I want to see you. Who I want to see you. Who open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Who open the eyes of my heart. Who I want to see you. Who I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord, you're holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
Praise the Lord. And we will get the opening chord, and then we're going to do this a cappella.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray together. Bless these gifts with your love and grace. Transform even our meager offerings and leftovers into abundant possibilities. Transform us that rooted and grounded in love, we may give all that we have, all that we are, to serve you and your world with a love that knows no bounds. Amen. Thank you, Shiv. Thank you, Jeff. You may be seated, and it is, if I think I'm on track here, yes, indeed. I want to say again what a privilege it is to have Brother Warren Reed come now at this time for this very, very special worship witness.
This first one, we start with two.
I want to thank the band for their special number they dedicated to me, of all people. But Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, is a favorite, as many of theirs are. Well, here we are in what appears to be the curtain call performance of our praise band known as Crossroads. Now, let me hasten to add, I certainly hope it's not their last performance, but in our church, it may well be. They recently performed in Lima at the old barn out back for the pastor's banquet over there. They have performances scheduled. You know, I don't like that word performance. It implies acting. Let me assure you that these members of Crossroads are not acting, but they are sharing their God-given talents of music and singing to aid us in our celebration, our praise, our worship, and our evangelism. So we will change the word from performance to program. Moses was telling the children of Israel in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32, "You shall celebrate your Sabbath." Celebration should be a part of every Sunday worship service because the tomb is empty. Praise the Lord. The writer of Psalm 150 uses six verses to tell us, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty firmament, praise Him in His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, praise Him with the flute and the harp, praise Him with tremble and dance, praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes, praise Him with loud cymbals,
Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathe praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The first celebration, the first selection of our band this morning was made famous by Johnny Cash. Perhaps some of you remember singing it in Sunday school or vacation Bible school when you sang, I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun. Okay, so I can't sing. But listen to those who can in doing their version of Do Lord.
Thank you, Brother Warren. It is a privilege. And again, would you just give a nice warm appreciation to the Lord for Allison? This is her first. All right, here we go. And these are a lot. Yes, please do. Now remember, this is a lot of this is community sing. Some of these are our performance pieces, but we want you all to reach into that child within you, that child of God within you, and join with us.
I've got a home in glory land that shines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that shines the sun. Look away beyond the blue.
Sing it, children.
Do Lord, oh do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, do remember me. Look away beyond the blue.
Most important verse of all.
I took Jesus as my Savior. You take him too. Well, I took Jesus as my Savior. You take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior. You take him too. Look away beyond the blue.
Everybody sing the chorus. Here we go.
Do Lord, oh do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, do remember me. Look away beyond the blue.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, band and singers, for that song of celebration and praise. I think the band's second selection has worship written all over it. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 says, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For God is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Listen now to the words and the music of Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself. We must walk this lonesome valley. We have to walk it by ourselves. Oh, nobody else can walk it for us. We have to walk it by ourselves. You must go and stand your trials.
have to stand it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You have to stand it by yourself. You have to stand it by yourself.
Praise the Lord.
The next selection is I Saw the Light. It was written and first recorded by Hank Williams on MGM label in 1948 on the old 78s. It was inspired by a comment his mother made as she was driving him home to Montgomery, Alabama, after a small concert in which she then saw the lights of the airport. It was not immediately popular, but today it is considered a country gospel standard. It is said to be one of Williams' finest songs concerning his strong religious convictions. In 2005, it was listed as the number one of the top 20 gospel songs in Country and Music Television's 20 Greatest Songs of Faith. Today, in 2015, a movie is being made by the same title. Now, band, it's all yours with I Saw the Light.
Thank you again, Brother Warren. And once again, join with us. It's very important that you join with us on the chorus.
I wandered so aimless, life is a sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Everybody sing.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, the clock came back inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Everybody!
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Take it last one, Jim.
I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the path and narrow the way. Now I have traced the road wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Sing it, children.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
One more time.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
And there's another one that goes up to Brian Stewart.
I got your toes tapping too, didn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Now with the help with evangelism I mentioned in my first paragraph. From a theological standpoint, the next selection is probably number one of the band's selections, and it is entitled, Are You Washed in the Blood? In verse one, it states that Jesus talks about his cleansing power. In the book of 1 John, chapter 1, and verse 9, it says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In verse 2 of Are You Washed in the Blood? We are asked if we are walking daily by the Savior's side. Perhaps we think of Joshua, who finally led the Israelites across the Jordan River after their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness because of the lack of their faith, and after he had conquered all the lands west of the Jordan, and then in his final farewell address to the Israelite leaders, recorded in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, he states, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." Now let's turn our attention to the word used 20 times in this song. The word is blood. You know, that stuff that each one of us have about 12 pints of. When you donate blood, you're running a pint low for a day or so. That which your heart pumps an average of 35 million beats per year, pumps a million gallons in an average lifetime, enough to fill three super tankers. Sorry I got carried away with this information, but it is just one example of God's miraculous creation of the human body. It reminds us of the verses 13 and 14 in Psalm 139 where it says, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Now, one of the basic tenets of the Bible is that blood is required for the remission of sin. In the Old Testament, was often the blood of a young animal, often a lamb. We read this in the Bible and we pass over it quickly. But let's stop and think a minute. Have you ever had a pet lamb? Possibly not. My folks usually did back home on the farm. But how about any other pet animal? The requirement was usually a lamb of about 1 year of age, an animal that normally would have many years of life left ahead of it. But your requirement would be to kill that lamb. If you had a flock of sheep, remember, the lamb had to be the best, a perfect lamb, a lamb without blemish. Why did you have to kill it? Because you sinned. A price must be paid. If you just tuned me in, remember this is Old Testament. But does it get any better in the New Testament? Well, what does the Apostle John tell us when John the Baptist sees Jesus coming toward him? In John, in chapter 1, verse 29, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Again, the next day, John the Baptist sees Jesus walking with two of his disciples, and he says in verse 36, "Behold, the Lamb of God." I believe you get the point and can make the connection. Let's listen up to "Are You Washed in the Blood?"
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Sing with us, children. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, white as snow? Are you washed
blood of the Lamb.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that love.
Wings of a Dove. When I read and hear this, I immediately think of Brian Stewart and Pastor Greg. In those days, they were billed as Brian and the Pastor. They played on some pretty big stages and on some small stages and on some no stages at all, including many nursing homes. A ministry, I understand, Pastor Greg plans to continue in his retirement. Praise the Lord. I probably heard this on the stage of the famous Buck Lake Ranch and at Uncle Fudd's. Paulding County people know where that is. As Bob Hope would say, thanks for the memories. And as Pastor Greg and I dry our eyes, it's the band's turn with Wings of a Dove.
Thank you, Brother Warren, and thank you, Brian.
When trouble surrounds us and evil's gone, the body grows weak, the spirit grows strong. When these things we say,
everybody sing.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on that flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Now troubles he had some, but it wasn't forgotten. God sent him his love on the wings of a dove. Everybody sing.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
When Jesus went down to the river that day, he was baptized in the usual way. And when it was done, God blessed his son. He said his love.
One more time, children.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Couldn't you close your eyes and just see Brian Stewart up here?
Yes, you can. I hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now for their final curtain call number. But first, I hope I can take the privilege of a short reminiscing. I have many fond memories of these concerts over the years. I'm just going to mention three numbers that so vividly stand out in my mind. Number one, the one that gives me goosebumps, not just in my arms, but up and down my backbone, my spine. In its title, I Can Only Imagine. Number two is the record that has been recorded by more artists than any other song ever written. Can you believe a church hymn in our hymn book, and most church hymn books, is one of the most recorded by more artists than any other song? The Library of Congress listed at over 3,000. A hymn that went to the top of the hit parade for many weeks in the 70s, a march version of the hymn performed by the Crestview High School band at football games and possibly the fair. And now, do you remember what it was? Yes, that ex-slave trader and captain, John Newton's Amazing Grace. And now for number three, the hymn that vies for the people's choice. In other words, the most popular hymn ever written. For many years, it was considered to be the old rugged cross. Now it seems like that Amazing Grace is being considered. And if it's not one of those two, what does it have to be? Well, I think you would probably say, How Great Thou Art. And now for their final selection of this curtain call program. It's entitled Unclouded Day. It is said that the On the Road Again guy, everybody knows the On the Road Again guy is Willie Nelson, that he included this song somewhere in every one of his programs. I tried to find proof that these words were written by Willie Nelson, but I couldn't find positive proof. But he's still my number one suspect. Many of us shy the book of Revelations as being difficult to understand. And true, it is challenging, especially in parts. But equally true is that many parts of it are very clear, and a number of these are referred to in the lyrics as probably only a person like with Willie Nelson's skills could write. Perhaps you want to close your eyes as you listen very carefully to the words of Unclouded Day, certainly a fitting close for our Crossroads Band.
Thank you again, Brother Warren. And I've got to add to that, this is this guy to my right, Fred Fegley. You know what? Here's Fred, Laura.
Jeff.
He didn't retire soon enough, did he, Jeff?
Jeff Gleckler, song leader, Laura Lay.
I did pretty good on that, guys. Did you notice that? The day's early.
But Laura Lay, Haley Finfront, and Allison Dingus today.
And can we show an appreciation again for Brother Warren Reed? What a great witness.
But Fred, I stand with you now.
Jeff gave this a new title, and I think it's very fitting. He calls this one the Gospel Freight Train.
Well, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. They tell me of that home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Sing with us now. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. They tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day.
Everybody.
Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of the King in His beauty there. They tell me that my eyes shall behold where the chief of the ground is brighter than snow. In a city that is made of gold.
And we're going there, children.
Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me that He smiles on His children there, and His smile drives their sorrows away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day.
Take it all now.
Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. For the closing, instead of the threefold amen, we're going to close with a chorus response that we have downtown, which is the chorus of Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Everybody.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
God bless you, children. Thank you. Praise the Lord.